Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, each and every one who are joining in with us this evening. We bless God, we thank God, we praise God for each and every one of you. As you can tell, once again, I am excited to be here for our 2019 end of the year revival, our fourth annual end of the year revival, where our theme is watching for Jesus. We are just honored and blessed, y'all. We count it a special honor and blessing because we have with us this evening Bishop Donald Jackson. He is going to be bringing a word for us this evening, this anointed man of God. I'm just excited about what God is going to do before he comes to us. We are going to be ministered to in song by Minister Arsenius Jackson, his daughter. And I always count it a blessing when we can have two generations just ministering together. I know that that might be their norm, but for us, it is a special honor and a blessing to have two generations, a double anointing of power just coming before us this evening. Our theme scripture is coming to us from Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, and it's verse 13, and it simply reads, "Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Amen. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Amen. We just bless God for, again, him, for God himself, for what he's going to do this evening. We will now be ministered to song by Minister Arsenius Jackson, after which the next word you will hear, the next voice you will hear, will be that of Bishop Donald Jackson. Amen.
Praise God, praise God. Truly, we count it an honor and a privilege just to be on the air and be able to minister before God's people and just to share and bless those who need a word from God. And the song that I'll be singing is Give Me You. And we know in a time like this, we can never have enough of God. And maybe you are one who is longing for God, who needs God in your life right now. And so as we prepare for the word, I ask that you just allow the words to minister to your heart and minister to your spirit so that you are able to receive what God has for you. Give me you, and everything else can wait. Just give me you. I hope I'm not too late. So Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. So give me you, and everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. And it's me, oh Lord, I'm on my knees crying out to you, and it's me, oh Lord, I'm on my knees, so give me you, Lord, give me you, so give me you, and everything else can wait, Lord, give me you. I hope not too late. So Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. And it's me, oh Lord, I'm on my knees, crying out to you. And it's me, oh Lord, I'm on my knees, so give me you. So give me you. Give me you, and everything else can wait. Lord, give me you, and I'm hope I'm not too late. So Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. So Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. So Lord, give me you. 'Cause it's me, oh Lord, I'm on my knees, crying out to you. And it's me, oh Lord, I'm on my knees. So give me you, Lord, give me you. Praise God.
God bless you. We thank Arthenius for that wonderful selection, Give Me You. I would like to say good evening to my sisters and brothers in the Lord. We thank God for the opportunity to come and share the Word of God with you on this evening as we come to the close of 2019 and heading to the year 2020. I'd like to give special honor to Pastor Daly for granting this opportunity to have a chance to share the Word of God with you. And we trust and hope that what we say and do will edify. My name is Bishop Donald Jackson, pastor of the Fellowship of Christians Movement. We are located at 121 North Marigold Street in the city of Florence, South Carolina. And we thank God for being who He is. You find me saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Because the Bible tells us in Romans 15:4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures, we might have hope. Regardless of all the other resources, which are good, it is the word of God, the scripture, that gives us hope. He said in 2 Timothy, all scripture from Genesis to Revelation is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction and instruction in righteousness, that the man of God can be thoroughly furnished. And we thank God for the subject that we are dealing with since the start of this great online revival which is found in Matthew 25:13. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. My sisters and brothers, we must continue watch. And what is it we're going to watch? World conditions. Before I go any further in the scripture, I would like to say that I remember the time when I was a lot younger. I got saved in the year of 1972 at 15 years old. And back then, my pastor would preach concerning the end time. The same scripture what we are dealing with now, Matthew 25. And they would preach so. That was in 1972. The way it was preached so hard, one would think that Jesus was soon coming. I was 15 and I wasn't sure. I was thinking within myself whether will Jesus come before I reach 21 years old. That's how hard it was preached. And then when I did reach 21, it still was preaching it. And my sisters and brothers, we've been watching since then. And now, some 47 years later, we're still watching. And we must continue to watch. And what is it that we're going to watch? Jesus told his disciples when he was walking among them, and when it was just about time for him to leave, in the 24th chapter of Matthew, the Bible says, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and the disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? See, when Jesus began to speak to them, he caught their attention. And so they wanted to know, when would these things happen? And what will be the sign of his second coming? Now, our base scripture says, watch ye therefore. For you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. We find the same thing of writing, Mark, Luke, they gave their own point of view. Mark said in Mark 13 and verse 35, he said, watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at eve, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. And let us look at Luke's account. Luke 22:34 And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day until thou hast denied me thrice. But then he said in the 37th verse, for I say unto you that this that is written must yet be accomplished. And then back in the 21st chapter, he said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that that day come upon you unaware, for as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the earth. He said, watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. My sisters and brothers, the point we want to try to get over to you, that Jesus is coming soon, and we must prepare ourselves for his coming. We don't know the time, but we know that he is coming, and we have to watch. We must not fall asleep. Let's look at the upper verses in the 25th chapter of Matthew. The Bible says, then the kingdom of heaven be likened to 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. My sisters and brothers, we must not fall asleep. The world is falling asleep today. But somebody got to wake up and watch. Because if we don't, that day will catch us unaware. The Bible says, in the 6th verse of Matthew 25, and at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. The only way that we can prepare ourselves to meet the soon coming king, we must keep our light burning. They all were virgins, clean. Nevertheless, some of them, light went out. No matter how long it takes, we must keep our lights burning. That's the only way we can watch. We must not fall asleep. Verse 10 says, and while the bridegroom, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. If you don't watch, the door will be shut on you. We must keep watching. Now, what is it we need to watch? Let's go back to the 24th chapter. The Bible says, we read the first 4 verses, and he said, for many shall come in my name, saying I am Christ, and shall deceive many. This is what we have to watch. This is one of the things we have to watch. There will be great deceivers, Second Corinthians said, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, which is the image of God, should shine unto them. He said, know ye not that Satan himself hath transformed himself into an angel of light, and there is no reason that his ministers are changing themselves into ministers of righteousness. We have to watch. We must not be deceived. He said, many shall come in my name, saying, I'm Christ, and shall deceive you. That's why we have to have the word of God in our hearts, so we can watch when these deceiving words come. He said, many shall come in my name, saying, I'm Christ, and shall deceive many. This is one of the things we must watch. What else do we need to watch? He said, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. These are the signs that we have to watch, my sisters and brothers. We've been through World War I, World War II. And if we watch and see world conditions, we are on the brink of World War III. Do you not know that during at this time in this generation that nations have enough warfare? The Bible says, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Jesus said, except I come and shorten the days, no flesh will be saved. The nations at these times has enough war materials to annihilate the entire human race from off the face of the earth. These are the things we have to watch. He said, nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes and divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. My sisters and brothers, if we're watching like Jesus told us to, we can see these things. We are living in the last days, headed to the last day. And if we don't be careful, we'll get caught with our work undone. He said, all these are the beginning of sorrows. We must watch for these things that are coming upon the face of the earth, because as a snare it shall come upon all humankind. Matthew 24 and 11, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Look at the world conditions from state to state. So much violence is in the land. But the Bible says in verse 13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And the only way we can endure to the end, we have to watch the things that Jesus prophesied that will happen and prepare ourselves. Matthew 24 and 14 said, and this gospel, which is the good news, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. My sisters and brothers, the end is coming. Now, as we are in the last days of 2019, and we're at the brink of 2020, well, no, I don't think Jesus will come in 2020. Because if we do like he said in his word and watch, well, we see that there are some things that still has to happen, but because it hasn't happened yet, we must not break our steadfastness. We must not let our lamps go out. We must keep our lamps trimmed and burning so we can see and watch for the coming of God. Now, somebody want to know, well, when is he coming? That's what the disciples want to know. I want to show you something. The Bible tells us in the book of Mark, chapter 13, and verse 28. He said, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When a branch is yet tender, and put it forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So ye, in like manner, when you shall see these things come to pass, what things? All that he was said in earlier. When you see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the doors. And the only way you know, you have to be watching for it. Verse 30 said, verily I say unto you that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But verse 32 said, but of that day. What day are you talking about? The day where when Jesus comes back to this earth. The day that we are watching for. He said, but of that day and that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven. The angels couldn't tell you. Michael couldn't tell us. Gabriel can't tell us. They don't know. But guess what, my sisters and brothers? He took it a little further than that. He said, neither the Son. My God. Jesus, who prophesied and warned us of the things that will come to pass. Just think, he doesn't know. But he said, but the Father, only God knows. So he said in the 33rd verse, so take ye heed, watch, and pray, for you know not when the time is. Time is winding up. It is getting nearer. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans 13, and we're going to begin around that 10th verse. The Bible says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. But remember, Jesus said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But love is the fulfilling of the law. And verse 11 says, and that knowing the time. My sisters and brothers, how do we know the time? Why? Because we see the things that are happening around us. What Jesus himself prophesied. We hear the wars. Look at the political system. We hear the wars. We see the catastrophes on this earth. The tsunamis, the earthquakes, the storms, the hurricanes. The Bible says in Romans 13:11, and that knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. We must not go to sleep like the virgins did. Because if you go to sleep, you might stay asleep, and the Son of Man will come and catch us with our lights out. But the Bible says, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. We must wake up, sisters and brothers. We must not fall asleep. This thing been being preached for years and years. But you must not fall asleep. We must keep watching. The Bible says it's a high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. I don't know how long you believe this thing. I know I've been in it for 47 years. But the scriptures say our salvation is nearer. Yes, it's nearer now for me than it was 47 years ago. So I must not fall asleep. You must not fall asleep. We must continue to watch. Verse 12 says, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We must keep our light burning. Keep oil in your lamp. Don't let your light go out. Because if your light go out, you won't be able to watch. And that day will come upon us as a snare. Jesus is soon to come. Matthew 24 and 29, it says, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give a light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Jesus is soon to come, and we must watch for his coming. Matthew 24:36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. He said, but as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. You remember in Noah? He said, for as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating. My God, and we got to admit, my sisters and brothers, this is an eating generation. Every time they put up a new restaurant, they can have 20 on one block. They put up a new one, they still be full. For as it was in the day, he said, before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. My God, my God. Whatsoever things were written aforetime, written for our letter, the same thing that they did during the days of Noah. If you watch today, they're doing the same thing. Look at your marriage. We have more broken marriages now than there ever was. These are the signs of the end. My God. The Bible tells us as it was in the days of Lot, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. What did they do in the days of Lot? Whatsoever things written aforetime and written by learning. When they went to Lot's house to warn them concerning the wrath of God, what happened? You had men trying to get in to know those men. My God, the same thing they did back then, they're doing it now. Except they're doing it openly now. These things point towards the second coming of Jesus. And that is why he tells us to watch ye therefore. For you know not. The hour or the day when the Son of Man cometh. We can mess around and get entangled in the things of this world, and we drop our steadfastness and we fall asleep and it catches us undone. Oh, my sisters and brothers, I want to exhort you to keep the watch. Keep the watch. Keep watching. Because Jesus is soon to come. Bible tells us in 2 Peter. This is a warning for saints of old. 2 Peter 3. And one, it says, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, and both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance, that you be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles, of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this verse, that there shall come in the last days scoffers people mocking, scoffers walking after their own lust. And listen to what they say they were saying, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? All things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Sisters and brothers, regardless as how long it takes, we must not break our steadfastness. There's some folk, because Jesus hadn't come yet, they began to be entangled of the things of the world. They're saying, oh, I thought you said Jesus was coming. But the world is still going on like it's been 20 years ago. Well, 47 years ago, when I got saved, Jesus hadn't come yet. But regardless, I must continue. You must continue. We must hold on to God's commandment. We can't do as some say, where is the promise of his coming? Where is Jesus? For since the fathers fell asleep, all those that preached, that was preaching this thing when I was a young man, they've died out. And Jesus still has not yet come. They preached that Jesus was coming. Jesus is coming. They died out. My God. But the Bible said, for this they willingly are ignorant of. See, because they don't know the word of God and would not hold on to what was written. Sometimes when the preacher died, folks, Jesus died. They forget about it. But the Bible says that we have to be mindful. And we got to keep our minds stirred up and remember the commandments of the Lord. The words that were spoken by the prophet. The words that was spoken by Jesus. Because the Bible tells us in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all shall come to repentance. He's given us a chance. Oh, my God. And while he's given us a chance, sisters and brothers, we must take advantage of the opportunity. Verse 10 says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. It will come when you think not. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Glory be to God. But the Bible says in that 12th verse, looking for, oh my God, see, while we are watching for him, we're looking for him. Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. We must continue to watch, waiting for the coming of Jesus. Matthew 24 and 46, Jesus said, "Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing." Oh my God. See, he ain't watching for Jesus. You got to keep on working, holding fast, keeping our lights burning, working out our own salvation with fear and trembling, because we know that Jesus is soon to come. He said, "Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods." But now watch what that 48th verse says. "But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and cut him asunder." Sisters and brothers, we must stay on our watch. We must not move from our watch. No matter how long it takes, we must wait on our Lord Jesus, because he that said he cometh will come and will not tarry. We must wait for him. Hallelujah. Waiting for the coming of the Son of Man. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, chapter 1 and around that 7th verse, the Bible says, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen." Jesus is coming soon. And we all, according to the scripture, will have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. So we must watch for his coming. Oh, hallelujah. But I got some good news to every man, woman that is waiting on Jesus. I know that it may seem like a long time. I was 15. Now I'm 62. Glory be to God. Some older, but they're still watching and waiting for the coming of Jesus. Just like when they was watching for him to come into the world. But I want to encourage you to continue to watch, because Isaiah 25 and verse 9, the Bible said, "And it shall be said in that day," oh my God, these are for the saints that has been watching and waiting for the coming of the King. when he said immediately, after the tribulation of those days come, the sun shall be dark and the moon shall not give a light and the powers of heaven shall be shaken and the Son of Man shall come in the clouds, having power and great glory. And one writer said, when you see these things, you say, look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. What we have been watching and waiting for. The prophet Isaiah said, Isaiah 25:9, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him. Some have already fallen asleep. They went to sleep waiting. Hebrews said, these all died in the faith, having not yet received the promise, nor persuaded that they were pilgrims. Oh, my God. He said, it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him. He will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Glory be to God. Watch ye therefore, for you know not the hour. These are the day when the Son of Man cometh. The Bible tells us in Matthew 25:31 through 34, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, my sisters and brothers. Every nation has to stand before God. John said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The sea going to have to give up the dead. Death and hell going to have to give up the dead. Standing before God. He said, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And all and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goat. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on the right hand, glory be to God. Sisters and brothers, keep on watching. Keep on waiting, holding on to God's word, so we can be on the right hand when he comes. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Every man and woman who hold to God's word, who is watching and waiting for his return, God is coming back. He said, if I go away, I shall come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also, but the only way we can be there and get that reward, we must watch and pray so we can be able to escape the things that were coming upon the face of the earth and to stand before the Son of Man. So my sisters and brothers, I trust and hope that these words has been a help to you this evening, to encourage you that if you have God and waiting on him, that you will hold fast. And if you have not, you have the opportunity to turn your life to him and to be a part of ones that are watching for you. Because he says, not willing that any should perish, but that all will come to repentance. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the opportunity to declare your word. We ask, O God, that this word, your word, would take root and ground in our hearts, that we might apply it to our lives daily. Look on those, O God, that have taken on, O God, as a soldier of Jesus Christ. Encourage them and give them strength, O God, to wait on you and not to turn and break in steadfastness, but to hold on to your unchanging hand, because we know that you are soon to come. Don't let us be entangled with the things of the world, but keep us from every evil work. Look on those, O God, that don't know you. I ask you, O God, in your way, to save them before it's a day and a time too late. Change their hearts and their mind. Give them a desire to seek thy eternal purpose. Realize you to be a merciful God, an everlasting God, and that your goodness and mercy endure forever. Father, we pray for those that are sick, those that are in the hospitals, those that are stricken in their homes, those that are incarcerated. God, whatever the need is, we ask that you meet every need. And Father, I pray for Pastor Daly, who has this ministry going on, that you will bless it and that it may, oh God, grow and reach somebody. Every resource that is needed, we ask you to make provisions. Bless us and we shall be blessed. Keep us and we shall be kept. It is in thy name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 God. Oh, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You are worthy. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just bless God for the word that has gone forth this evening. We know that it has touched each and every soul of each and every listener out there. Hallelujah. We bless God for the soul that has given their life to Christ this evening. Hallelujah, God. We just thank and praise God for that soul this evening. Know that the angels are rejoicing right now because of you. Hallelujah, God. We thank and praise God for Bishop Donald Jackson, for that word. But, oh, God, hallelujah. I'm just so filled right now. I'm having a hard time. Y'all have to excuse me. I'm trying to get it out. I'm having a hard time because, my room where I'm at right now could have been a sanctuary. I just thank, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. We invite you to join back in with us tomorrow evening for the sixth night of our revival, for the sixth night of our revival. Tomorrow evening at 9 p.m., we will be broadcasting with Pastor Jamon Johnson. Pastor Jamon Johnson will be here with us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. You know, our affirmation for tonight's advertisements was God will cause you to rise on night five. And I don't know about you, but I'm just thanking God for the elevation this evening. Bishop, thank you so much for counting in that robbery, for joining in and breaking forth a word this evening. And if you could please close us out this evening in prayer, and we'll see everyone tomorrow evening.
Father, in Jesus' name, once again, we come to you and we tell you thank you for your blessings you bestowed upon us. We thank you how you kept us down through this year as we come to the close of 2019. And going forth to 2020, we ask you, God, continue to lead us and guide us and protect us. Help us acknowledge you in all our ways that you may direct our path. Trust in you, not leaning upon our own understanding. We recognize the fact that without you, we can do nothing. But with you, we know we can do all things. Help us to lean upon you and seek thy eternal purpose. We realize that you are the creator of all things, and by you all things consist. We know that nothing happens except you allow it. Help us to accept what you allow. Bless each and every one that is under the sound of my voice. Keep us in thy will, and God, we will continue to give thy name the praise. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and I love every one of you.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.